We know, music interruptions aren't fun. But real quick, heard of Lebara Mobile? Maybe? A Which-recommended mobile network with a 4.8 star rating on Trustpilot. Oh, and also named the most popular mobile network at the U-Switch Telecoms Awards 2024. Well, we just had to tell you that now you can join Lebara from just £5 a month. Low cost, without the low quality. Join Lebara from just £5 a month. Lebara, the smarter mobile network.
So let's focus our attention to the big game that is happening Sunday. The final game of 2024-2025 NFL season is a rematch of Super Bowl 57 between the Eagles and the Chiefs. We ready to do the picks? Everybody's pick is on one graphic. So before we reveal the picks, anybody want to kind of, or we want me to reveal the picks? How y'all want to do it?
Let's talk a little bit. Let me just give my soliloquy to Saquon Barkley. He will always be a giant in my heart. You know what I'm saying? he is always the reason why I root for, like you said, Lou. He the only thing I give a fuck about the Eagles about. Outside of that, I could give two tits. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to say that Saquon, even though I didn't pick him for MVP or Offensive Player of the Year, it's only because I'm disappointed in Nick Sirianni for not letting him get the record, because he would have got both for me if that's the case.
Okay.
And he's the engine for why this team is in the Super Bowl. Fuck all the defense shit, all the other shit. If you take Saquon Barkley off this team ain't even making it this far.
Nick, you gave more awards to the Bengals than Kendrick Lamar won. Go ahead.
All right. Well, before I reveal our picks, Q, who do you have winning the Super Bowl?
The refs.
I got the Chiefs 34-31.
Somebody said you're gonna do that. All right, let's reveal the picks and then we'll talk about what we have. Boom, here we go. What's going on here?
Yeah, see the NFL going to win. See, and
this is my fault because I legit forgot to send it to him, but that's only because Ken, like
Jalen funny as hell.
Ken, like I said, bro, I've been crunching the numbers. I got all my paperwork here, and I'm trying to tell you, bro, this is the hardest Super Bowl I've ever had to pick. So much so that I had to do it in dramatic fashion. But if y'all can see it, I'm picking Philly. I'm picking Philly because, Lou, I know I always say I shouldn't bet against Patrick Mahomes, and I keep doing it. But it's only because this team is – I've been going against this team all season long. Shelton know it. And at one point, you just got to be like, bro, if it's the answer, it's the answer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know Patty and them been doing their thing, but going for a three-peat, I think, is much harder than for Jalen Hurts to put the ball in Saquon's hand and say, go us win this the game, because they've been doing it all season. So – I think this is a running back that the Kansas City has not seen. I think it's a defense that is just as good as Kansas City that causes turnovers. And I think that offensive line is so good. It'll give Jalen enough time to make a deep ball to A.J. Brown. So not saying that if Patty wins, Patty wins. I'm not going to be surprised by that. I just think that I'm picking Philly. I'm only saying that because they're literally favored by Vegas and it's Patrick Mahomes. So again, it's not shocking if he wins another Super Bowl. I'm just saying that in this Super Bowl, I don't think this team is with Saquon is good enough to beat them.
Man, ain't going.
I got them 20. I got 28-24 with a Saquon last minute touchdown.
I'm looking at this graphic. I just want to make sure that I understand something correctly. So I'm going to ask you, Q. Mm-hmm. FIFO 2, who do y'all pick? Well, Q, you said KC.
All right, KC.
So me,
I got FIFO. Come on, man. I got my homeboy. I thought
I was the only person to pick KC, and I was going to say, y'all, are y'all insane? Like, y'all ain't been watching the same thing that I've been watching over the past 2.5-3 years. This is literally the Michael Jordan effect. Like, Saquon is great. The Eagles have a really good football team, but there is no way in the world I'm going to bet against the best player that's laced them up that we've seen in this generation and say, oh, yeah, you may lose the Super Bowl. Like, there's no way that I would do that if I was betting real money.
Spike, I feel you, and I understand the logic, but this is damn it. This is like a super team, bro.
Bro, it is.
Like, Nick, you've been crunching numbers, man. I've been doing my research. I've been about all this defense and Fangio this and just how connected they are on defense and just they really button up, bro. They really button up and they got the talent to pull off what Fangio wants to do. And then they can just shorten the game with Saquon, bro. I don't know how they pull this off. If you beat the way to beat Patrick is to get the best team possible.
Facts.
And they got it, man.
Let me ask you this. Based off what y'all have seen from Patrick Mahomes over the last 2.5 years to this point, even if somebody has the best team possible, y'all still think that he wouldn't be able to pull it out?
Not this go around. Yeah, that's heavy. Pause. So this, but not this go around, Lou. Just because, again, this is a rematch. This is a rematch of 2 years ago with a better running back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just like that could have been that literally was a 3-point game that came down to a juju tug. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like. Jeez. If you put Saquon on that team, they may win the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? With the Jalen Hurts fumble.
We're talking about a coach, one of the best coaches ever.
Yes.
Coming off a bye week.
Yes.
With the best quarterback ever. Andy Reid coming off the bye week. He won 1-2 losses, maybe. Like, go check the record of him coming off the bye week.
You know who the last
one going to. I understand what you're saying. I really understand what you're saying, Nick, as far as them having the talent. But I think from a football perspective, if I got Andy Reid and I got Mahomes and I had a whole week to prepare, that's not going to matter. Like, this is generational shit, bro. It's like you're going against Jordan.
Lou, you know who he lost to the last time coming off a bye week?
The Bucks.
Philly.
I don't know.
Oh God! I was
regular season though, but
still, I was gonna say Shelton, like
that was totally different circumstances.
I was gonna say Shelton, like we've seen Andy Reid lose in the Super Bowl before, a couple times. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like he's undefeated when he comes
because of injury.
What do you mean? Because
when it comes to the Chiefs, it was because of injury. When it comes to the Eagles, because he had a sucking quarterback in McNabb.
Either way, bro, if you good enough to me, that's what I hate when y'all try to double speak like that. If you're good enough to get to the Super Bowl, you're good enough to win the Super Bowl. Let's cut it.
Unless you got McNabb throwing up in the huddle and can't handle the fucking pressure of the situation.
McNabb was a good QB. He was good. T.O. was hurt.
I was going to say, Eli Manning proves that if you make it to the Super Bowl, you can win the Super Bowl. His whole career is about that. So let's cut the noise.
So my
thing is, when it comes to this team and it's round two, bro, I'm sorry. I know Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback I've ever seen, but that don't mean he's undefeated. He's going to be undefeated moving forward.
Mm.
LeBron got losses in the finals. Mm. You know what I'm saying? What are we talking about? This nigga can lose.
I just don't see this roster doing it for a couple of reasons that Spike said. Like, first and foremost, I don't trust Jalen Hurts. At the end of the day, this is a quarterback league, and you're going to have to put the ball up at some point in time. Like, I'm not saying the majority of the game, but at some point in time, Jalen Hurts' arm is going to have to do something to win the game. And I just don't trust Jalen Hurts more than Pat Mahomes. Also, Andy Reid is better than everybody on that coaching staff for the Eagles outside of Vic Fangio. You know what I'm saying? I'll put Vic Fangio up there. You know what I'm saying? But the way that we've seen Kansas City win games is a clear indication that they can win this game. It doesn't matter if it's a blowout. It doesn't matter if it's close. It doesn't matter if it's under 30 points. The only time that they did that was just in this last playoff game all season. So it doesn't matter how. And then here's the thing. I don't disagree, Nick, with the Kansas City Chiefs have not seen the likes of a Saquon Barkley at all. like he is different, right? The nigga backwards hurtled somebody this regular season, bro. We ain't never seen no shit like that. We done seen a lot. Mm-hmm. That being said, I think that's the reason why Tyreek Hill is no longer a Chief, and they paid Chris Jones. They made the right decision there. And I'm not saying that they're going to nullify Saquon. Saquon is that great. I think he's going to have an amazing game. But I think when it comes down to it, we've seen Chris Jones make timely plays every time. Defensively, he is their Pat Mahomes defensively. We need not even a sack. Do we need a hurry? Do we need this? What do we need? And Chris Jones is there for them. And I think that in this game, the biggest game, Saquon's never been there. Jalen Hurts was there before, but he looked kind of suspect. You know what I'm saying?
He lost the game for him. You can say it.
Hey, I
went back and rewatched that game.
He was pretty great in that game. And that was a miscommunication between. That was, you know, if you
have a game playing touchdown, but I rewatched that game.
Go back and rewatch that fumble. That's a miscommunication between Sanders and him. That's not just on Jalen.
He fumbled, nigga.
It was a big fumble
in the first half. I don't believe you lose a game in the first half. That's just
all I know is this: is that Pat Mahomes, all he knows is AFC Championship games and Super Bowls. To Shannon Sharpe's point, he is desensitized to the big moment, and we've seen him be the most clutch outside of Tom Brady. So to me, I can't pick against that. I don't give a damn how good that damn Philly team is, which I've said for two seasons now. They are the best team top to bottom outside of the 49ers. But I'm not picking against my homeboy, dog. I just can't.
You know, my one thing I'm just like looking at is just it just comes down to situations. And I just feel like I can't pick against Patrick Mahomes. Like, as much as I want to, like, say, yo, we should beat these guys. Like, my heart tells me, yo, we should beat these guys by 3 touchdowns. But my head is just telling me, like, it's just situations, and it's going to come down to a minute and 13 seconds, some crazy shit. We're up by, like, 3. And they're just driving. And I just don't know if we have – what it takes to stop Patrick Mahomes when he
doesn't really believe that, Q.
Yes, I'm saying.
I really believe that. I genuinely believe that, bro. I genuinely believe that.
You got 26. You got 26, bro.
I believe that we're going to do everything that we need to win that game. I just also think they have Patrick Mahomes.
What makes you question that, Ken? We talking about Patrick Mahomes. And somebody
I'm talking about a team.
I agree.
Somebody in the chat said, let's not call him the best quarterback ever. Dude is the best person we've ever seen play this position. I don't care about stats. Y'all talking about Super
Bowl. I know y'all keep.
I'm talking about from the eye test. If you look at him, there's nobody that ever played quarterback better than Patrick Mahomes. So, if it comes down to it and I'm playing the best team ever, I still give the best player ever a chance.
I give him a chance, but like we said, we're speaking hypotheticals. If it comes down to one drive, Patrick Mahomes, I get it. But I don't think it's going to come down to one drive.
What's your score, Sean? Are you thinking it's going to be a blowout?
31-21 Eagles. And I'm not backing down. I ain't back down all year.
Chilton, if we do that, nigga, I'll buy you a fucking drink. That shit is crazy.
Bingo.
I know y'all laughing. I know y'all, but I could see it happening. For real.
I'm laughing only because I've never seen Sheldon double. You know, he always be all the.
I ain't back down all year.
This nigga said he said a 10-point lead. He making it seem
the
like
scariest great. Thing. The scariest thing to me is if I'm a fan. The scariest thing to me is I don't know what way I would want the game to go. Like, I'm scared of Mahomes feeling free and just being. You know, if we're up like 17-3 or something at half. I'm scared of Mahomes just being like, I ain't got nothing to lose. Let me just let some passes rip that I wouldn't let it rip and him playing free. Or do I want us tied up in like a grudge match? Who's going to blink first type of heavyweight bout?
But I would lean with the again, just because we saying he's the best doesn't mean he can't lose. That's all I'm trying to say. And two, I would say it's a black Super Bowl, so it don't matter to me. And two, perfect. I'm saying that even if Patrick Mahomes does play free, like you're saying, Q, I don't trust Xavier Worthy. Still, Ken. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because Q told me last week that wasn't even a catch. You know what I'm saying? So
I have no opinion about it.
Nah, nigga, nah.
I said it was contested on both sides. Everybody said it was.
All I'm saying is that even when you compare the weapons, it's like
Hollywood Brown, Mahomes, man.
No, I'm saying you asking how I give you Juju. Juju proven that he can do something in Super Bowl, and of course Kelsey. I'm just saying, but like Hollywood Brown, you trusted him to catch a major or make a major play?
No, but that's what you know, it's like Andy
Reid puts him in that position to go make the play.
You think Xavier Worthy gonna beat coverage like that? No,
yes,
bro. All I'm saying, bro. Jaden Daniels. I really want to go back. The reason why I feel like Patrick Mahomes is just the guy to do this, and it pains me to say it because it just looks like we should demolish this fucking team. But it's just the QB and the coaching staff of the Chiefs that is just it puts fear into my heart, bro. I'm not even going to lie to you because the Commanders, when it was 23-34, they were driving. And they just turned the fucking ball over, right?
But that's the thing about
that's with a rookie, no. and he was finding Zach Ertz in the soft zone, and Zach Ertz was killing us all game. So if I believe Travis Kelce is a better player, and if I believe that there's a better offensive mind on the side of the field, I just think it's going to be really close until the last second, and that's just the separation. Is Mahomes got the ball with 58 seconds. He need to get a field goal. He need to get a touchdown. And that's just the deciding game, bro. And adding all the dumb shit that's going to happen. But regardless, the player is the player, bro.
We've seen – I can understand if y'all was saying that Pat – like, Ken, if Patty was undefeated in the Super Bowl, I would be betting heavy on Kansas City. But I've seen him lose
to, though. He lost to his goal.
No, he didn't. He lost
to the goal. Turned the ball over. They
lost to the goal.
The Raiders didn't just turn that ball over. The Eagles took that ball.
We
you
did
gotta
take
him. You got to get him credit for what they do.
Go back to what Nick.
They took it from in the last game they played the Eagles. I mean the Chiefs. They took it from Travis Kelce.
I agree, Sheldon. But I think that when you're a different pedigree, when your pedigree is championships and championship or bust is what the Chiefs they have on their bulletin board every year at the beginning of the season, right? OTAs. Hey, we're building for a championship. The Commanders, they weren't supposed to be there. So the fact that they were undisciplined and got out of their own, you know, got out of their body a little bit, that's kind of the testament to their youth and their inexperience. I don't know, and I'll be shocked, and I'll be rooting for it, but I'll be shocked if the Chiefs get the balls punched out of them. Like that's a little bit – that would be uncharacteristic to me.
A championship team. That's not going to happen. You're absolutely right, Q. I think going back to what you said in the sense of – Well, never mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Look, I would love to see a three-peat. I think that would be wonderful to watch history like that. I think it would be dope. It's just I've searched up and down. I just can't find it. I've looked to find like how can they win this game? In what way can they win this game against the quality of talent and cohesiveness and with ground control that they
that's
have.
That's how they win.
The biggest
they
thing
have
you said,
Patrick Mahomes to Andy Reid.
The cohesiveness. And you're right. They do have Patrick Mahomes. And I get it. I ain't tripping off nobody saying that. I just think that the Eagles are focused and they're coming in here with one thing on their mind. They've been saying it all year. Every time they ask them the question, if you watch them, they're telling you the same thing. We work's not done. Even on the stand, they were saying the work's not done. They've been saying it the whole time. This has been bulletin board material all year. This has been the point that they've been trying to get to. You got a bunch of people playing for more than just, you know, you got Josh Sweat and a couple other players that are paying for contracts. Zach Bond, Mekhi Becton, a lot of these guys got stuff to play for. They're not just here. And these guys were crying because they were here. Not crying like, oh, we made it to the championship. They're crying like genuinely like, man, I got a shot. You know what I'm saying? And I think that you see a focused team that's focused from top to bottom. I'm not just talking about, you know, they've been seeing all the talk all year. They've been hearing it. They've been paying attention. And I'm talking about from Nick Sirianni on down. So I just think that you got a team that is prepared for destiny. No. I'm not on that part, Lou. That part I'm just speaking for what I'm watching.
No, this is gonna be a classic. Like it's gonna be a classic game. I got a feeling about that. Like this is gonna be a fantastic heavyweight bout. This is gonna be heavyweight on heavyweight. This is gonna be prime time. This is gonna be everything. You know what I'm saying?
I'm only laughing with because Lou, you an asshole. he over here speaking for the hearts of
you.
Philly
know
right
I'm telling
now.
The truth. Like it's nigga telling
Lou
like, cut
him
like,
at the knee. Lou cut him at the knee talking about
Lou just mad, like, man. Lou just mad at me right now.
Like a groupie, nigga.
Mike ain't got much to be looking forward to this year. Don't.
Shelton is right, both, but I think the Eagles would be just as focused. So I think in terms of mission focus, both teams will be mission focused. The Chiefs want this three-peat. So I think they'll cancel each other out there. And that's where I go to talent.
Talent, yeah.
And that's where you start to see some separation, bro.
It's going
to
be an O-line. We have the decided advantage at running back. I would say wide receivers, O-line. Definitely. I think D-line is better.
Everywhere except for the most important
quarterback
position.
And coach. Quarterback and coach.
And that's where it's like head over heart for me, bro.
Ask your three questions, Nick. Who got the better quarterback? Who got the better coach? And whatever the third one is, nigga, I don't even care.
You don't even remember the third one, do you?
The third one is defense. The third one is usually defense, but you can't really say that in this thing. So that's why I'm just saying, like, again, bro, they got the Avengers, bro, and you just got Thanos.
It don't matter.
You know what I'm saying? And we seen how that ended, though.
Yeah.
Now that we've talked this out, I am even more excited to see the Super Bowl because I do think that everything that I've been saying about Patrick Mahomes.
What you mean,
true.
Bro? Because you should have been.
I think a lot of people are thinking the way that y'all are thinking. The Eagles have the better team. They got Saquon Barkley. They've been playing well lately, and they forgetting that Patrick Mahomes is that nigga.
No,
like he's not gonna play with y'all, bro.
Shelton, he got it all wrong. It's not even that. We got Kendrick Lamar playing at the halftime show to double down on Drake's grave. And on top of that, Lou, he throwing in Scissor's ass as icing on the cake.
Hey, this has been awesome. Hey, look, I don't know about y'all, but my favorite part of Super Bowl week has been Jameis Winston and his interviews and him talking. I done had a good time watching James. He been crazy, but it's funny.
That
Kraft commercial was crazy, bro. I can't believe he did that shit.
I don't even want to see.